The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All right, joining us right now here on Mornings on the Mall, Larry Kudlow, the CNBC senior contributor and host of the Larry Kudlow Show right here on WMAL, Saturdays at 7 p.m. He's also the author of JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity. Larry, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, sir. So we've had this conversation. Let me get the elephant out of the way first. We've had this conversation with a number of people on this show because it seems like everybody we talk to on this program is considered for a White House job at some point. Larry Kudlow is there's a couple news outlets that are reporting the president is all but ready to offer you the job to replace Gary Cohn. And I know you can't tell us whether or not at this moment that's a done deal. But if the president does offer the job to you, would you accept it?
I just can't comment. I'm very old-fashioned about these things, so I'll just have to leave it there. We'll see what happens in the next few days, but
yes,
I don't have any comment one way or the other.
This is what's known as a cliffhanger.
So we just got to wait and see, I guess. And the reason why this is of interest for many regards, obviously, we like you, and it'll be interesting to see if that happens. But the fact is, you've been against tariffs, and you know the president has had a diversity of opinion around him on that subject. I suspect this suggests that he'd be inclined to continue to have that around him.
I just kind of don't want to get into the nuts and bolts of the whole thing. I mean, I've spoken to him, as has been accurately reported.
Yes.
I've spoken to him Sunday and yesterday.
Yes, sir.
But as I always do, I never divulge private conversation with the president, so I'm just going to have to leave it there. And as I say, we'll see what happens in the next couple of days.
Okay, our eyes are wide open. We're waiting to see what happens.
Thank you.
Let's talk about.
Don't mean to be disrespectful, by the way. It's just kind of the way it is, has to be right now.
I understand completely. So we figured we'd ask because you know when you have like one of the most interesting people in America on, and we have to ask you the question that everybody's interested in. So let's move on to the other subjects involving the president of the United States. You've got. Immigration, the president going to take care of that border wall today. He wants to look at these prototypes in California. Eight of them are standing on the border, going to a state that has already declared that for whatever reason it's at war with the United States. How important is getting a border wall up to our economy, for instance?
Well, I guess building a wall or a barrier or a fence or whatever we're going to call it is will have some impact here at local construction, but it's, you know, this is done in terms of perhaps economic security, national security, and I support President's immigration policies, you know, and I think it would be really a shame if Congress doesn't get moving on this stuff. So far, they haven't done anything, and look, I think whether it's that so-called wall, you've already got a huge fence from, you know, down around San Diego through, I think, well into Arizona. It's worked pretty well. I think his whole package, which is anchored by the wall, I suppose, but, you know, let's go to a merit-based system, for example. And I agree with that. Let's get rid of this crazy diversity visa lottery. Mm-hmm. Let's get rid of that. And, of course, the wall is part of that security package. I think he's willing to be pretty lenient regarding the Dreamers. He said that a number of times. I think the last number he said he'd let in was 1.8 million, but it can't be alone. DACA cannot stand alone. It has to be part of a broader immigration package. So I support it. I think it's the right thing. we'll see what happens on. I'm glad he's drawing attention to it, frankly. And so the trip out there is going to be very valuable.
You know, as he's going out there, a new study has come out from the Center for Immigration Studies that found that the wall will probably pay for itself. There's a very good chance it'll pay for itself because it curbs crime that we don't have to fight, drugs, and illegals who tend to then collect federal benefits. So we won't be paying those things out. Do you agree with that study?
I do, basically. Look, I know the center. They're good people. I haven't seen their, you know, their data points, but they're always pretty good. So, yeah, I think there will be a lot of savings over time. Look, one of the key issues here is just general safety. I mean, you know, you talk about sanctuary cities where you've got, what, the whole state of California is in revolt?
Right.
I mean, where politicians are openly, you know, elected officials are openly campaigning against law. And they won't work with the federal people on this. I think that's just nuts. The whole thing is nuts. And maybe the Democrats think this is the key to future elections. But I'll tell you, there's a lot of grassroots support for the president's entire package. And I really want to emphasize this. The wall goes along with a lot of other things, you know, including DACA, of course. But the wall goes along with a whole new system, a legal system, you know, of merit-based applicants. And they should be able to enhance America. They should be able to help us work in. They should be prepared to work. They should have some experience. They should have a job coming in. All that, I think, is terrific stuff. So, yeah, he needs to draw attention. Then I'm quite certain you'll see the president really sticking with his guns on these positions. I think he's absolutely right. And the Democrats are dragging their feet. And I guess the Republicans aren't moving near as much as they should be, at least in the House. Probably the Senate, too. I haven't followed it carefully. I've been a little busy the last few days. But, yeah, I think President's exactly right on this.
All right. Well, I don't know why you're busy, because you can't tell us, but Larry Kudlow.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Really appreciate you chatting with us and look forward to chatting you possibly next week in the event that something happens that we can't talk about. Larry, nice to chat with you, sir. Have a good one.
843 at WMAL.